You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And it's pretty pricey, but you're out there for 2 weeks. Almost three, actually.
Going around the horn of South America and going down to Antarctica? There?
Yep, 3 weeks.
How long do you stay at Antarctica?
They have it at, like 6 or 7 days.
At Antarctica?
Before you go to the, around Antarctica. You start out in Chile, which takes day one, day two. You go to Falkland on day three. You're at sea for 2 days in South Georgia. Mm-hmm. You're on board trip where they prepare you to get going. And then for 6 or 7 days, you're in the landscape of everything. And you do landings with Arctic zodiacs.
Wow.
And they bop you all over the place. Then you go back to the Falkland Islands for 2 days, and then you do landings on three of the best islands in the Falklands.
Neat.
And then then on the 17th, you sail to Argentina, and then you're 2 days in Argentina where you've got to, fly home. Mm-hmm. So the trip is like 19 days.
Wow. When does that typically leaves in the January time frame, right?
It's October 21 to November 7th.
Oh, my.
Departure. Because don't forget, our winter is their summer.
I know, and that's why I was targeting January.
So this is like a spring. This is like a springtime departure.
All right.
Yep. Well. And it's not a big boat at all. Not at all. And then Zambia is a real wildlife. It's like a photo option, 7 to 18 day trip. They have you do the walking safaris and the riding safaris. And you're by Zimbabwe, by Victoria Falls, because you get to go there.
Yep.
And it's a canoe. They have canoe safaris. They go to the national park where you drive with the game drivers. You go fishing. They have things that you can, like, if you want to see. But they start you off at Victoria Falls, and you interact with the elements. You can go to Livingston Island. You can go to safari in Zambezi Park, whitewater rafting, fishing, horseback riding. So everything is catered to. Like, in other words, you're not going to be going by yourself. You're going to have guides with you the whole time. Bosana Plains, Kafue National Park, you go safari by jeep. And then they have another afternoon to do a grain drive, and you have a dinner at a lodge on the Lugano River. So you actually get to see the hippos and the elephants. They come in by the lodge.
Wow.
And they're wild. There's some fantastic other trips. Let's see, Borneo. Now, Borneo, not a lot of people know about Borneo. It's by Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
You've never been
over
there? No, I've
never been to that part of the world, no.
Yeah, that was pretty much developed by the English years ago. And I think it was really for the rubber plants back then. But you go to Sandakan and Turtle Island. It's a 16-day tour. It's a protected isle of turtles. They also have 12-day tours also. And then they go to a sanctuary where the orangutans are and the Rainforest Discovery Center. And they have a river safari they include in this and another safari by boat on the river, the Menangle River. And then they have a pygmy elephant orangutan and monkey tracking thing. You explore through the oldest rainforest in Borneo, and you get to see the marvel cat, clouded leopard, sun bear, bearded pig. So they try to make you understand what it's all about in the rainforest and the islands.
Yep.
And then Danube Valley is a biodiversity rainforest. And I think this was the valley that Good Morning America had one of their meteorologists go and check, and they found this unknown valley in a cave.
Right, right.
Did you see that?
I have seen that, yep.
Yeah, I think this is the location where that is, and nobody knows about it. It's hidden in the...
They know it now.
They know it now. Borneo. Yes, that's okay. Where it is, in the Malayo Basin, known as the Lost World. The heirs of, you know, you walk, there's nobody, no human has ever traveled, you know?
Yep.
So they have that kind of a trip, and they have Indian Nepal. But, you know, right now, everybody is going to be very weary about traveling and where they're going, so you have to know where you're going.
That's right.
You know?
All right, man.
What's happening in the world?
Yep. We're out of time. We're gonna cut you. We're gonna talk to you again next Wednesday, right?
Yes, dear.
Right. How do we get in touch with you today?
You can call me at 908-238-9935, and you're looking for an adventure that's totally unique and different. I know where to go.
You've given us a couple of them. Wow! Thanks so much.
Yeah. All right.
All right. You have a great
Have a good week.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome.
Take care. Bye bye. Diane Lane from DNL Travel. Give her a call for all those unique places to go. We're going to cut loose, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a few minutes.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@huntington-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Huntington, buy local. Visit www.huntingtonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
No matter how you treat me now, I'll be around from now on. Your latest love can never last, and when it's past, I'll be.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Huntington.
Goodbye again.
Georgia Carroll, I'll Be Around, 1944. Little history in the music there. Well, it's time for a little history from history.com. And that would be for November 18th, 2015. On this day, the lead story, Shiite Muslim kidnappers in Lebanon free Anglican Church envoy Terry Waite after more than 4 years of captivity. Waite, looking thinner and his hair grayer, was freed along with American educator Thomas M. Sutherland after intense negotiations by the United Nations. In 1863, on this day, President Abraham Lincoln boards Air Force One. No, he boards a train for Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, to deliver a short speech about the dedication of a cemetery of soldiers killed during the battle there on July 1st to July 3rd. The address Lincoln gave to Gettysburg became one of the most famous speeches in American history.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@huntington-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Huntington, buy local. Visit www.huntingtonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
It's just another day at the office where the papers grow. She takes a break, drinks another coffee, and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day. So sad.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Our little Elo helping me with BrandyLux.com celebration observances for the week and the day.
Hello. How are you?
It is National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, Geography Awareness Week. It's fascinating how many people do not know where many of our states, countries are. International Restorative Justice Week, National Nurse Practitioners Week, Perioperative Nurse Week, National Radiologic Technology Week, National Split Pea Soup Week, World Kindness Week, American Education Week ends today, National Book Awards Week. Talked about the Clinton Bookshop, and we'll talk more about them. National Farm City Week works starts today. And for today, it is European Antibiotic Awareness Day. It's GIFs Day, Geographic Information Systems. Married to a Scorpio Support Day. It's Mickey Mouse Day, National Education Support Professionals Day. It's National Apple Cider Day and Push Button Phone Day. Celebration observances for the week and the day from BrandyLux.com. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. The staff at NJ Advanced Media reports yesterday that J.G. Petrucci Company and Iron Hill Construction Management donate $70,000 to military support organizations. The J.G. Petrucci Company, the region's premier development and design build organization, co-hosted its 12th annual Iron Hill Charity Golf Open at Morgan Hill Golf Course in Easton, Pennsylvania, with the support of various sponsors. The event surpassed its goal and donated $70,000 to benefit the Lehigh Valley Military Affairs Council and Community Hope's Hope for Veterans program. Over the past 12 years, J.G. Petrucci Company and Iron Hill Construction Management have raised and donated more than $800,000 in military support organizations. Quote, we are thankful, very thankful, to the dozens of companies that have joined us in supporting our mission of enhancing the efforts of these two military support organizations, said Martin Till, regional president of J.G. Petrucci Company. These deserving organizations work hard to improve the quality of life of our local military. And I just accidentally closed the article, which doesn't get me very far, does it? It's one of those days today. Amazing. And are the companies that are involved? These deserving organizations are hard to improve the quality of our local military service members. Such the worthy cause. Major corporate sponsors of this year's Open included A. Scott Enterprises, Ace Electric, Adelphia Fire, LLC, American Bank, American Overhead Door, Barker & Barker Asphalt, Morella Group, Beach Lake Sprinkler Corp, Bencondino Excavating, Bistucco, Bishop Photography, Boulder Engineering, Carfaro, Central Jersey Nurseries, Sermonara Architect, Conroe Advanced Power, Construction Risk Partners, Corporate Environments, David Wilson, Delkin Builders, Derry Deal, Eccle Sciences Inc., Engelman Construction, Environmental Consulting, Environmental Waste, Minimization, Fabcon Precast, Fester Macker Construction Services, First Bank, Fitzpatrick, Lentz, and Bubba, Foreseen Concrete and Construction, Framework Technologies, Griffin Drywall, H&K Group, Hale Trailer Brake and Wheel, Hopewell Community Bank, Hutz Glass Company, Industrial Maintenance or Maintenance Industries, Interior Motives, Investors Bank, IT Landis Company, J.P. Morgan, Jack Lear, Jim Gibson, K.E. Seifert, Clover Contracting, Lakeland Bank, Langen LB Industries, Lee Decorating, M&T Bank, Menhart Construction, Minnow and Wasco Architects, National Penn Bank, New Jersey Site and Utility Contractors, Panny and Lentz Engineering, PPAC Gladstone Bank, Pannoni and Associates, People Security, Pearly Holiday Associates, Post and Shell PC, Provident Bank, Pusey Electric, Sherman Excavating, Schindler Elevator, Schlosser Steel, Schlouch, Scholes Electric and Communications, Selective Insurance, Surety Charitable Foundations, TNT Construction, TA, Cifes Masonry, the Geringer Corporation, Martin D. Cohen Family Foundation, the Parker Insurance Company, Stonehouse Group, Tri Outdoor, Tri-State Capital Bank, USA Architects, Van Cleef Engineering, Vollers, Webster Bank, Westside Hammer, and Weiss & Company and Worth & Company. Great stuff. All those folks who helped out our veterans and those veteran organizations. All that is why that is vitamin C for today. 70,000. All right, it's time for celebrity birthdays. Lou's got a birthday today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh.
The old disc jockey almanac has our celebrity birthdays for today, and it's Last Airbender, Noah Ringer is 18. Last Hours of Suburbia, Kelsey Stranahan is 23. iCarly, Nathan Kress is 23. Percy Jackson and the Olympians, Jake Abel is 28. Georgia King is 29 from One Day. Where the Red Fern Grows, Joseph Ashton is 29. Hobo with a Shotgun, Nick Bateman is 29. Robert Kaczynski is 32 from Pacific Rim. Big Hero 6, Damon Wayans. 33. Neshin Pedrad is 34. Allison Tolman is 34 from The Gift. Freaky Friday, Christina Vidal is 34. Fire Down Below, Lana Antonova is 36. Nonstop, Nate Parker, 36. My Week with Marilyn, Miranda Rayson is 38. Aliens vs. Predators, Stephen Pasquale is 39. American Psycho, Chloe Sevigny is 41. La Femme Nikita, PETA Wilson is 45. Fox News Channel host, Megyn Kelly is 45. The Hangover, Mike Epps is 45. The Heat, Dan Bacadal is 46. Producers, screenwriter, Owen Wilson is 47. 40-year-old virgin, Romana Malco is 47. Iron Man, Tim Ginney is 53. Metallica guitarist, Kirk Hammett is 53. Con Air, Nick Chinland is 54. Elizabeth Perkins, 55, from Weeds. Singer Kern Wild is 55. Oscar Nunez, 57, from The Office. Kevin Nealon from SNL is 62. The Cider Rules. Delroy Lindo is 63. Saved by the Bell. Dennis Haskins is 65. Graham Parker, 65, singer, is birthday today. The Canterville Ghost. Andrea Markovici is 67. Simon and Simon. Jameson Parker, 68. Country music singer. Jackie Ward, 69. Running Scared, Arthur J. Nascarella is 71. From Castle and Falcon Crest, Susan Sullivan, 73. Dynasty, Linda Evans is 73. Novelist from The Handmaid's Tale, Margaret Atwood is 76. And Midnight Cowboy, Brenda Vaccaro, 76. Celebrity birthdays, if you'd like to get your birthday celebration for you on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntshipper.com. We'll get it on the show to celebrate. Be back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
Two of a kind, for your information, we're two of a kind.
Two of a kind, it's my observation, we're two of a kind.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. Multiple reports of shots being fired in a Paris suburb. CNN reports that a police raid has taken place, although they cannot confirm if it's connected to a manhunt for terrorists responsible for last week's attacks that killed 129 people. French police are looking for as many as two suspects from the attacks. Two Air France flights headed to Paris are on the ground after being diverted due to bomb threats phoned into the airline. A flight from L.A. to Paris was diverted to Salt Lake City for what was called a security threat. A second flight from Dulles International Airport in Washington to Paris was diverted to Halifax, Nova Scotia. The UFC has medically suspended Ronda Rousey for at least 60 days following Saturday's stunning loss to Holly Holm. The suspension could be extended to 180 days if she fails a mandated CT scan. Rousey is also banned from contact training for 45 days. The 28-year-old Rousey was hospitalized after being knocked out in the second round of Saturday's bout. This is USA Radio News.
Musicians, Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is on right now. But Thursday through Sunday, you'll save even more. With truckloads of new gear arriving daily and just added four-day deals in every department. Get amazing anniversary deals like a Fender Squire Stratocaster or an Epiphone acoustic guitar for just $99. Ernie Ball Cobalt electric guitar strings, $2 for $10. Or a sheet music stand, now just $19. Guitar Center's extra anniversary savings ends this weekend. Don't miss it.
All right, we got Michelle Heide back. We had a little technological glitch yesterday, but we got her back today. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Enjoy the mild weather because it's going to get cooler next week. But we missed you yesterday, but nothing really happened.
Exactly. Not too much going on. So today's the big day because today we have the Fed Open Market Committee minutes being released at 2 o'clock.
So between now
and then, we'll probably not see too much going on. Right now, the futures here in the U.S. are slightly positive.
Mm-hmm.
But the ongoing saga, the ongoing, you know, betting of, you know, the probability of them raising rates in December, you know, continues to fluctuate, although it's higher now than it had been, say, a month ago.
You think they're...
We have at 8:30. Actually, as we speak, we probably have the housing starts and building permits numbers coming out. If we take a look at corporate earnings, we had Lowe's coming out this morning. They beat on the earnings side. We had Target meeting on the profit side as well, and they actually increased their forecast again. So they're being very optimistic in terms of going into the holiday season. Let's see. We had mortgage applications up a little over 6% despite a slight increase in rates overall on the mortgage front. Big news, good old SpaghettiOs. Chef Boyardee maker ConAgra Foods has announced that they're going to split into two independent companies, one focusing on their consumer side of things, and that will remain with the ConAgra name, and then just having another division, independent company, focusing on the frozen potato market, and their name will be Lamb Weston. Now, like, obviously, there's a lot of money to be made in frozen potatoes if they're separating it out into its own separate company.
Okay.
But it looks like, based on the information they provided, it's going to be a tax-free transition, so it shouldn't create any major issues for ConAgra shareholders. Let's see. If we take a look at European markets, they're currently slightly lower based on continuing security concerns. I mean, yesterday we had two of those Air France flights do stops just to double check things. And there have been some other, you know, new developments going on over there in France. In overnight trading, we had the Asian Pacific markets mostly lower. Again, nothing tremendous. So pretty much this morning, as I mentioned earlier, I think we'll probably be trading, you know, not doing too much on the trading front until we see what happens at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Not that we're expecting any new or different information, but everyone likes to have a reason to focus on 2 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon.
There you have it. Do you think they're actually going to tell you anything? I mean, they're not going to tell you the date, right?
No. They're not going to say anything new or different. They'll continue to, you know, word things in such a way that they're not going to necessarily give any new information out there.
Yep. So we're just biding time and waiting for some crazy little some period or comma out of place, and that's going to decide whether we're going to make or lose money today. Nice.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. You know, the one sector that continues to get beaten up a bit in regards to the possibility of higher rates is the utility sector. You know, even though utilities pay attractive dividends, they are very sensitive to a rising interest rate environment. So depending on, you know, if you do own utilities, if you're earning them purely for income, that's one thing. But if you're using them as a growth play, that's probably not necessarily the best strategy at this point.
Okay. Got some more things, other news here. Let's see. Walmart U.S. sales strengthen. And Target raises earnings forecast. Remember, Target was taking a beating from their credit card problem. So that's nice.
Yep, absolutely.
So that's telling you retail is starting to percolate going into the buying season. That's nice.
It's interesting. I took my mom to a doctor's appointment yesterday down in Princeton, and we ended up going over to the Princeton Market Fair, just walked around a little bit, and the stores already are, you know, 40% off, 60% off. They're already, you know, really trying to lure shoppers in early. You know, if they're offering that much now, imagine what it's going to be a couple weeks from now.
Yep. Well, we're just...
But as my mom and I both said, we're like, okay, instead of, you know, putting a certain price on it, why don't, instead of offering all these huge discounts, just, you know, give us what the price really should be, but then doesn't lure people in.
And that's right. And we've created this monster, and there's no way to get out of it.
No.
So
exactly.
You know, Kohl's is like that, and Walmart's, you know, Walmart's low prices all the time, but you know, and that has a different clientele. But all the other people are searching for the quote unquote sale. And
exactly.
JCPenney does it, Kohl's does it, Macy's does it. It's just amazing. You somehow we still are tied to that mentality of a coupon or a sale.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Nowadays, my gosh, with all of those cards that every store wants to give you, if you have their loyalty card, like, why don't they just have one giant generic loyalty card that covers all the stores?
They do. It doesn't cover everything. But, there is a card. Shoot, what's the name of it now? I've heard the commercial like 1,000 times, and yet I can't remember it.
That's okay.
But, yeah, there's an advertisement. It's Plenty, P-L-E-N-T-I.
Oh, okay.
So a number of retailers all pour into this one card, and you can use that for a number of... So check that out.
All right. Good to know. I will check that out.
And you can even do your, if you're I think Exxon and Mobil go into it as well. So.
Ah, cool.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Great to catch up with you. And so we'll see what happens at 2.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show on Tuesdays at 11. And Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunter and Hunchimer.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more. Going to get Diane Lane on the phone. Hang on. You'll listen to Good Morning Hunter and on Hunchimer.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today. All right, it's time to speak to Diane Lane. We're going traveling. Here she is. Last week you hit me with a great thing. I was great talking to you about the trips for the veterans or visiting old, very unique places out there, especially to help veterans understand or go back to places they may have served. So that was pretty cool. So I know you're going to throw another curveball at me. What's going on today?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, everybody has a lot of family members who don't really know what our veterans went through, or even our children today. They don't understand the history of something that happened so long ago.
Yep.
And if there are people in the family of generations in the military, yes, they understand it. But other people do not, you know, and we have so many people that come from overseas that maybe did not live through the war, who are now going through civil strife that they're having now, you know, and I feel sorry for everyone in Paris right now, because the Paris visitors are really getting a dismal attitude with their trips, because they plan something and they're not going to enjoy it.
Right.
And it's just, and they're saying that the tourism is definitely going to decline in Paris because of what's going on. So they laid quiet for so many years, and now here it is, you know?
Yep.
But be that as it may, I have another company that I have worked with. It's called Frontiers North Adventures, and they deal with all over the wildlife adventures in Canada. And yes, and I don't know if a lot of people realize what is all up there. There's the national parks, Churchill Wildlife Management Area along the coast of the Hudson Bay.
Mm-hmm.
It's where they have all the summer and autumn activities. They follow the polar bears.
Oh.
Okay, and then they have a Great Bear Rainforest. It's also along the Canadian coastline on the west coast, home to bear, wolves, and whales.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, this company deals with very unique locations way out in the middle of nowhere that no one would think. Even the Northwest Passage is the pinnacle of northern exploration in the Arctic of Canada. And you really do travel as if you're camping out and traveling in the wild. And it's a very unique company. They've got over 30-plus years' experience. They work with Canada's North, treating with the environment.
Mm-hmm.
They try to commit to the communities and everybody that's out there, especially the Alaskan and Yukon and the natives of in that area, the frontier. And the polar bears, they just come up and see you.
I've seen videos where they walk through the town.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. The town of Churchill, you got Thunder Buggy, the Lodge, you got Wapsuk National Park and the Churchill Wildlife in Manitoba. They just go all on top of this, and they have these customized trips. In the summer, they do the beluga whales by the thousands, the birds migrating, the tundra buggy, where you're actually out on the tundra, and these buggies that look like these big buses, but they're not buses, but that's how you travel across the tundra. They got these gigantic wheels.
Yeah.
So, and Churchill in Manitoba is the polar bear capital of the world, and every October and November, they go back and forth to this town. And it's just a unique experience. You really get down with the people and see what it's all about. But it's also a conservation journey, and it is not cheap. It's an education adventure, and you're also experiencing everything on their level.
Neat.
Everything's included, round-trip airfare, meals, excursions, dog sledding.
All right. Wow.
And stuff like, yeah, it's... Well, let's see. Like, they'll take 40 people, and they go into the park, and they view and photograph polar bears in the wild. They do Arctic expedition in the heart of the country, and they just bop you along, and you just get to see what it's all about. They look like traveling trailers,
mm-hmm.
but they're all exposed with windows, but you also stay on them. So you're like it's a train, and you all travel together.
Wow.
So the lodging is included with your travel, that you're traveling across.
Okay.
Then I can't, you have to put it online.
Yeah.
No, I've what the pictures are.
Well, I'm sure it's the wilderness is just amazing.
It's way it is, and there's nothing up there.
Right.
So you get to see the whole, it's like a 1,700 kilometer trip, 1,000. And 50-mile rail trail that you travel with the journey, with the train, with their little buggy things that they use, and you go across the whole entire, you spend 2 days just doing and exploring. So if you really want to see what the Arctic is about,
yep.
That's it.
Now, when do they typically do this? You're not going to do this in the dead of winter, right?
No. They have September to November trips, and they have October to November trips. They have... like I said, they have summer trips in the summer in July and August, and the autumn is October, November. And they do have a February to March trip. They do have a couple of trips in the dead of winter. So it starts. They already have one started. They have it here, like February and March. They got it listed already. And that's the northern lights and the withern light, you know, the winter lights that you get to see, because
right.
We've been having a lot of solar flares.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Arctic Expedition cruises that they actually go to Sable Island and Greenland and Wild Labrador, the heart of the Arctic. They do an Arctic safari. They do the Northwest Passage. Then they have a summer exploration, and then it's where you get into the beluga whales, the bears, and see how the tundra actually blooms. And they have a river rafting adventure. It's 10 days, 213 kilometers. You start at Tashashini River, and you end up in the Glacier Bay National Park in Alaska.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. So it's you're on a white, you're on right water rafting all the way down from the Yukon. If you really, northern British Columbia and the Yukon, and you get to see what's out there that you're not going to see off the cruise ship.
No, definitely not. And the Glacier Bay, you're just sitting in the bay there looking at the the glaciers calving in the into the bay, and that's on a good day if it's not foggy. But,
yeah, so they actually make you paddle around and walk on the glaciers, you paddle around the icebergs, you take a climax at Aslak Lake in Glacier Bay, and you can stay at Glacier Bay Lodge. It's a national park. They have a three-day thing. Everything is all-inclusive. You can go out fishing, catch your fish, and they'll cook it for you.
All right.
And you you fly from, they take you by boat from Glacier Bay Lodge to the town that's outside of Juneau. Mm-hmm. And then you have to fly from this little town to get to Juneau to come home.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's, you know, you're out there.
Let me tell you. you're way up there, and you're in the the Canadian, Canadian, very close to Alaska, obviously.
Yeah, they provide us all-season tents, sleeping bags, thermostat, air mattresses, safety equipment, waterproof bags for your belongings. You are actually on a raft the whole 10 days.
Nice.
So if you really want to do something paddling, you can do that.
Yep.
And then they have the Ocean Endeavor, which is a cruise ship, expedition-class cruise ship, that starts at Sable Island in St. John, and then goes to Greenland and Wild Labrador, and then it goes to all the other areas and ends up in northern Quebec, in the Nunavut, finally Greenland area. That's where you end up. So you can do a cruise. It's got... See how many people on here? Not 198 people. That's it.
Okay.
Then you now, say you want to get.
You're going through the Great Lakes, or you're going down the St. Lawrence Seaway to get to Quebec?
You going? No, you fly into St. John.
Uh huh.
And then they go. Let me see if they show me a map. They don't show me a map.
I'm wondering how you get over to Quebec. That's the part I'm a little.
Well, they encompasses the art of the Arctic from Nunavut to northern Quebec.
Oh, you're up
Quebec
in the north part.
Yeah, the north part. Yep.
Oh.
And finally Greenland.
Oh,
and so you get to, you're there for the summer solstice when the midnight sun will be in full bloom.
That's
so
very cool.
Yeah, that'll be in the summer months. So, and something like that. When does that start? That's, June 11th to the 19th. It goes from St. John to St. John. And the 29th to the 11th, it goes St. John to Greenland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and one of the other one is Quebec, July 11th to July 23rd. It starts, and you know, you can do it. Yep.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that the provinces of Canada go all the way up to the north. I keep thinking that they're just on the south side, but yeah, that's what they're doing. They're going all the way up to the, Wow.
Yeah.
I've had the opportunity to be. It was very late July in Alaska, and we were in Fairbanks, and it just blows your mind when it's sitting there. Mm-hmm. It's 11:30 at night, and the sun's still out.
Right, and then you know the bears come out between May and June.
Right.
So the early spring tours—that's when they emerge from the mountains and they start. I basically tell anybody who's going to do Alaska, go the end of May, the beginning of June, before you start getting the flies and stuff and you get bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're also going to see the migration and everything is starting to bloom.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on how the jet stream goes this year with El Nino, depends on how bad Canada is going to get their weather, you know?
Right.
And then towards the end of the season, it's always cheaper. They always have the cheaper runs, August, September, but you're again running into the case where you may get snow. And it'd be a little cooler. So you got to kind of plan things. But, like, they have a thing here from May to October. It just deals with the Great Bear Rainforest. And it starts in Port Hardy, British Columbia. And you go to the Great Bear Lodge.
Right.
And you walk and you do rainforest walks. You do river excursions. It's a floating lodge. They have a retreat. They have a floating lodge powered by solar energy and wind. It's situated in a well-protected glacier-carved forge. The lodge is placed on a spectacular, and it just has like a little retreat, like you're out there, and there's nobody else.
Yeah.
And you really get to see what it's all about
in
the spring and the summer.
So you're bustling. You're bustling metropolis up there of like three people.
It's the bears. There are more bears than people.
Yeah, yeah. It's good stuff. Yeah.
I tell you, like Canada, they have a lot of Canadian human rights museums. They have the Park Zoo. It's a 10-acre Arctic and Northern Species in Churchill. Mm-hmm. They have a Manitoba Museum. Like, in other words, you can stay a couple of days in Manitoba, right. Winnipeg. You know, you can see different things. You can go by rail. The Mountaineer.
Mountaineer.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yep. Yeah. Beautiful way to go travel if you want to see Alaska in that direction and end up in even Vancouver. Oh, you know.
Yep.
So there's one little adventure. And the other company I like, and I met the director and the owner, is called Wild Planet Adventures. And he's another eco-tourist adventure, soft adventure type of person. But he goes to Costa Rica, Thailand, India, Zambia, Panama, and Brazil. Borneo, Peru, Galapagos, Antarctica, Uganda. It's like very unique, different locations, and you are really like specialty lodges, one of the place, one of a kind locations, tree houses, aqua lodges, classic safari tented camps, biological stations, wildlife refugees. He has a trip that you go in Thailand and you meet with the monasteries of these Buddhist monks, and they raise the wild tigers, the Siberian tigers, and you can go and sit and stay with them for the day on a trip and just meet these tigers and the monks.